Judge Sarah O'Brien ruled that Richard McClellan, who supports the Primate Freedom Project, had a legitimate commitment from landowner Roger Charlie to sell some land in Madison for $675,000. The parcel in question is between the Harry F. Harlow Primate Psychology Building and the Wisconsin National Primate Research Center. Organizers of the Primate Freedom Project want to use the land for a museum, which they say would expose the cruelty of primate research. Charlie said that he didn't think there was any legally binding agreement as no money switched hands. Judge O'Brien ruled otherwise.
In conclusion, I find that the option agreement was supported by consideration and is a binding contract. McClellan timely exercised the option by sending notice of his intent to purchase the property pursuant to the terms of the option.
Judge O'Brien stated that Charlie had previously offered the University of Wisconsin the land for $1 million with no takers. She acknowledged university employees may be annoyed or embarrassed by the proposed museum, but that's not reason enough to void the contract. Rick Bogle is the founder of the Primate Freedom Project. He says while the ruling is a victory for his organization, Charlie can still appeal the ruling, or the university can even condemn the property.
The university is going to do everything they can to keep us out. They're embarrassed about having us there. They're not worried about security issues. They're embarrassed about having the debate take place at their doorstep.
Bogle says his group has the $675,000 ready to buy the property. He says they're also more than halfway through a $100,000 funding drive to renovate the site and create displays showing how primates are used in laboratory experiments. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.